This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver Public Schools releases today a list of schools recommended to be closed. Denverite's Paolo Jalceda has more.
It's the second round of closures in as many years for the state's largest school district. School administrators say the shutdowns are needed as enrollment continues to drop and some schools are operating well below capacity. Last year, the board voted to select three schools from a recommended list of 10 to close. This year's list will be released on Thursday. The school board will vote on those recommendations on November 21st. I'm Paolo Jalceda, Denverite.
Voters around the country were not on board with the idea of ranked choice voting. CPR's Ben Marcus reports it lost this week in Colorado and almost everywhere else it was on the ballot.
Supporters of ranked choice voting and open primaries had a bad night. The reform measure failed in Idaho, Oregon, Arizona, and Nevada. A repeal effort of Alaska's ranked choice system looks like it'll also pass, but it's too close to call. Missouri voters added a ban on ranked choice voting to the state's constitution. Experts said these reforms are complex, maybe too complex for most voters to support. National groups behind ranked choice elections admitted it was a disappointing night, but they said this is an important first step to having a discussion around election reforms. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Home sales in Metro Denver rose 2.3% in October compared to September. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. A dip in mortgage rates likely drew some buyers off the sidelines, but mortgage rates have since gone back up. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.